But first, released today, a long-awaited report on what the White House knew about Iraq before the war, including whether or not there was a link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. The report was prepared by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Joining me now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne, and he's been pouring through the 400 pages of that report. And Don, this report has been a while in the making, a couple of years, delayed in part by some partisan bickering. What have you found in it?
Well, it looks at a few key areas. And first off, I should say it's 400 plus pages. So we're still reading it. We're still digesting it. And Madeline, I can also tell you that a lot of it is blacked out. It's still considered classified. And that has raised some criticism from Democrats. But it looks at how information provided by Iraqi exiles, the Iraqi National Congress, was treated by top intelligence officials. And it goes on to say that the information from them was taken much too seriously, that much of it was wrong, that much of it, especially as related to Iraq's alleged WMDs, was in, this is a quote, serious error. It does follow the pattern of things that we have heard about how the White House really treated intelligence. That that threats were exaggerated, and that that things like the links between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, things that were made frequently before the war, were exaggerated as well.
And we've heard this about the Iraqi National Congress before, that Ahmed Chalabi, its leader, has been discredited. Any surprises in this report that you've seen so far?
You know what it does? It says with some authority a lot of the things that have been talked about a great deal over the past couple of years. On those links between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda that the administration, again, made very, very frequently before the war, it says flatly there was no such connection. It also... This is the interesting stuff. It cites a former high-ranking CIA official as asking CIA analysts. This is a quote. If you were going to stretch to the maximum the evidence you had, what would you come up with? It talks about intelligence analysts being asked to, again this is a quote, lean forward in their assessment. So it's got a lot of that kind of very, very blunt language in it.
And how are lawmakers reacting to this?
Well, Republicans are downplaying the significance this afternoon. We're still getting reaction. But they're basically saying that after 2.5 years of study, there's really not a lot here, nothing here, really, that says the White House intentionally misled the public in making its case. Democrats see it differently. Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia is on the Intelligence Committee. He has issued a statement that says, this is a quote, "I believe you will find that the Bush administration's case for war in Iraq was fundamentally misleading." He goes on to write, "The administration pursued a deceptive strategy of using intelligence reporting that the intelligence community had already warned was uncorroborated, unreliable, and in critical instances fabricated." So we're getting that kind of criticism from Democrats. And again, as I said earlier, they are complaining that so much of it is blacked out.
And what's the White House saying?
The White House says they were not briefed on it ahead of time. But Tony Snow, the press secretary, did hold a briefing here prior to the report's release. I need to say that. But he basically said it's nothing new. He said it's relitigating things that were known years ago. He says that the president's concern this week is to let people quibble over 3 years ago, and that the important thing is that the U.S. needs to do today the important thing is to focus on what needs to be done today, which is focusing on the war and making sure it is won.
Well, this gives a lot of fodder for people to mull over the weekend and on the Sunday talk shows. What happens next? Is there another report out there?
This is not the final word. It's the second of at least three reports from this Senate Intelligence Committee. We'll get more perhaps in a month. We don't know right now when the complete investigation by the committee will be wrapped up.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.